If postmodernism rejects the possibility of objective truth, it also rejects the possibility of an objective body. Unfortunately, most evangelical responses to postmodernism have focused almost entirely on the nature of truth, but have ignored the challenge that it poses to our understanding of the body. This has caused us to miss out on potential insights and made us ill-equipped to offer a compelling alternative. Feminism. Judging by the amount of literature on the topic, no corner of Christianity has focused as much on the meaning of our bodies as those engaged in feminist theology, that is, those who are exploring the way our understanding of God both affects and is affected by the unique experience of women. Like every other movement, feminist theology is a moving target, and impossible to easily summarize without turning into a caricature. In its most problematic form, feminist theologians read Scripture through the experience of women rather than the other way around. While feminist theology as a discipline has been largely limited to more mainline theological traditions, there are faint signs mainstream evangelicals are becoming more receptive to it. Wheaton Professor Beth Felker Jones is one of the leading evangelically minded theologians working in the discipline. Her Marks of His Wounds is a careful treatment of the body from a feminist standpoint that includes generous readings of both Calvin and Augustine, but which does not mention the evangelical discussion on the question at all. Few issues have been as divisive in evangelicalism as the question of feminism. Yet more often than not, the discussion has focused only on questions of church polity, scripture translations, whether there is submission in the Trinity, and the ever-present question of submission. Those are all vitally important questions, but as hot-button issues, they have sometimes pushed the work being done on the more basic and fundamental question about the nature of the body to the background. Conservative evangelicals face an important opportunity to clarify a theological account of the body in the context of male-female relationships, but it has largely stayed on the margins of the debate. Philosophical naturalism. Philosophical naturalism, or the idea that only physical things exist, dominated the second half of the 20th century. While the idea is an ancient one, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution gave it new life in the mid-1800s, in part because of naturalist John Dewey's influence on our educational system. Philosophical naturalism's reach has spread so far that it is now one of the most pervasive presuppositions of American life.